Chapter 27. He had dinner with Candy that night, and over liqueurs he told her about it. She listened without interruption until he'd finished. "They don't want me there. I don't see what I've done to them that they should dislike me that way."
"And it worries you?" she asked.
"Yes, it worries me. I've never had people feel like that towards me before."
"I'm glad it worries you."
She smiled gently at him.
"One day you're going to grow into quite a nice person."
"But why do they hate me?" Sean followed his original line of thought.
"They're jealous of you. You say this man said 10 guinea boots and gold cane. That is what's behind it. You're different from them now. You're rich. You can't expect them to accept that."
"But I've never done anything to them," he protested.
"You don't have to.
One thing I've found in this life, for everything you get, you have to pay a price. This is part of the payment you have to make for success."
"Hell, I wish Duff was here," said Sean.
"Then Duff would explain to you that it doesn't matter, wouldn't he?" said Candy. "Who gives a damn for them, laddie, the unwashed herd? We can do without them," she mimicked. Sean scratched the side of his nose and looked down at the table.
"Please, Sean, don't ever let Duff teach you that people don't matter. He doesn't believe it himself, but he's so convincing. People are important. They're more important than gold or places or anything."
Sean looked up at her. "I realized that once, when I was trapped in the Candy Deep. I saw it very clearly then in the darkness and mud. I made a resolution." He grinned sheepishly. "I told myself I'd never hurt anyone again if I could help it. I really meant it, Candy. I felt it so strongly at the time, but...
"Yes, I think I understand. That's a big resolution to make, and a much bigger one to keep. I don't think any single experience is enough to change a person's way of thinking. It's like building a wall, brick by brick. You add to it a little at a time, until at last it's finished. I've told you before, Sean, that you have a strength in you. I think one day you'll finish building your wall, and when you do, it'll have no weak spots."